Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Bonder, and I just stressed out my parents because I started recording without them knowing. Yeah, he can have that toy, Dad. My mom just went to the bathroom.
Would you stop telling everyone my private things? Hello?
Nope. Say hi, Mommy.
Hello.
Yes, you did just do that noise in the bathroom.
Hey.
I love you. We can start over again if you want to. No? Okay.
Get it going.
Okay. I have to embarrass you. Happy Clean Up the Earth Day, Mom.
Yes,
Let's clean it up, guys.
You know, we went on a hike today, and I was very proud of the area because it was clean. It was Elwood Bluffs, and it was very, very clean.
Good. You don't find that in LA.
No, it was beautiful.
See, guys, I just don't understand why people litter, because, like, it just makes it ugly.
Yeah.
Don't you want to look at pretty stuff? Don't you want good Instagram pictures?
And if everybody picks up a piece of trash, even though they didn't throw it away, think of how clean we'd be.
I always pick up the trash I see on my street. Yeah. You got to pick that up.
And my
street looks gorgeous.
It does.
Except when the gardeners of the other people blow the leaves into my yard.
Yes.
Those are not my leaves. I don't want them. You didn't pick up those leaves. You didn't clean.
No, you just swished them from one
place
to the
other. That's like when you share a room with your siblings, so you throw everything on their side of the room.
So we're a little bit of bitterness here.
I cleaned up Colleen's in my room regardless of anything.
You did. I like clean order.
I made her bed like every day when she was in high school. Did I get a thank you? No.
No. Well, maybe if she listens to this, now she'll say thank
she
you.
She won't listen to this. She can't figure out how to use a podcast. She was like, I'm so proud of you for starting a podcast. I tried for like a half hour to figure out how to listen to it, and I couldn't figure it out.
Gosh.
I was like, all right, that's okay. It's the podcasts are new.
You know what? I did the same thing. So
she was on the podcast in the beginning when my mics wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Well, they did work. I just didn't know how to work them.
That's okay.
Remember those days?
Learning curve.
I figured out the sound now.
Yeah. Learning curve.
It's a learning curve. All right. Also, happy Eat a Pretzel Day.
Mmm. That sounds good.
It does, doesn't it? I love a big soft pretzel.
Oh, yummy.
They're delicious.
Just yummy.
The hard ones are a little dry, but they're fun to snack on at a party when you're trying to just not talk to anyone. So you have to go over the food and stuff your face so no one speaks to you.
But have you had the big, thick, dry ones?
Oh, I don't like those.
No.
Those are, what's
the
point?
Do you like sticks or do you like the little pretzel shaped little
ones? Oh, I don't
care. Or the thin, medium sized ones?
The thin stick ones you can stick in your face, in your mouth and act like a walrus.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You can
but then
do that.
Like the salt sucks up all the moisture so they get stuck to your inner top
lip,
and then you're just like, okay,
yes,
that doesn't feel good. But that happens. And then happy National Knee Day.
Well, our knees happy, not mine.
Why? Same. Mine are bad too. You gave me bad knees.
I'm sorry.
I, in high school, was like, knees look like faces. And everyone was like, you're crazy. And I was like, no, knees look like faces. If you look at certain knees, if they straighten them, like they lock their knees, it looks like there's a little face in the knee.
Okay, you know, I'm going to have to straighten my knee when this is over. And you draw the face that you see on my knee.
I will show you
so I can see
my knee.
Oh, okay.
It usually has to be girls' knees because we shave our legs.
Ah, okay.
And so guys, like the hair covers it up. Don't look at dad's knees.
Well, I was seeing if it was a face on
it. His knees are slightly bent. You can't see it.
All right.
Have to be completely straight, like locked, like you're not supposed to stand or else you'll pass out kind of stance. Anyway, people didn't believe me in high school. And then I saw a meme going around on the internet like a couple months ago. And I was like, I was funny before everyone else.
You were and are.
On knee day. All right, so the news, the Dodgers are in the World Series against the Boston Red Sox.
Yay.
You hear my dad cheering. And it's the second time the Dodgers have been in the World Series in my lifetime.
Amazing.
Last year they were in for the first time in my lifetime, but they didn't win.
So this year they're in, and they will win.
Exactly.
They're just warming you up.
I love the fall slash autumn, not only because of TV series, but because I have baseball, basketball, and football all at the same. And hockey's going right now, isn't it? Right, Dad? You don't know. Yeah. People keep asking me on Twitter why I'm not super into hockey. It's just not big here.
But we're into your cousin's hockey games.
Oh, yeah. My
when
cousin Andrew, who is supposed to stop by in the middle of this podcast just because this was the only time he could stop by. He plays hockey. And I do.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey. I do like going to the games.
They're fun.
It's just I don't live in an atmosphere where hockey is huge.
Right.
So it's hard to get into it. It's like with Australian rules football.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in my atmosphere, so right. I don't know much about it.
Right.
I ranted about that last podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
I've gone on that rant. So in the news, a Southwest flight had to make an emergency landing because an intoxicated man was sexually harassing a woman passenger. And the headlines made it seem not like a big deal. They're like, emergency landing because a man was playing unwanted footsies with a woman. When he was groping her and screaming at her, sexually harassing her, and they had to move her seat, and then he was still screaming at her. So it wasn't because of unwanted footsies, it was because of sexual assault and harassment. So I don't know why the headlines were making it seem like...
Did they arrest him?
Yeah. Southwest made an emergency landing. They handled it correctly, but for some reason the headlines made it seem like not a big deal. Like, screw you. This woman was like probably scarred for life now. And they're like, it was unwanted footsies. No. He was like grabbing her thigh and like...
No.
It was so gross. And then in another airline, not in America, so I don't remember what the airline was called. They're being shamed because they didn't correctly handle a male passenger spewing hate speech at this elderly black woman. She sat down next to him on the flight, and he just started just screaming at her, telling her to move seats because he didn't want a black woman sitting next to him. He used more aggressive language that I don't want to ever say. And so instead of, and this was as they were boarding. So instead of escorting the man off the flight, they just did whatever he said. So he got away with being a terrible human being. And they just did whatever he said. And like, even during the flight, he was yelling at her. And they were like trying to, you know, cater him. Andrew's about to walk in. Is the door locked? No, it's not. Andrew's here. We're podcasting, Andrew. So yeah, that was weird. So you had one airline who handled their harassment
correctly,
but the headlines made it seem lame.
Yeah.
And then you have an airline who did terrible. Now the headlines are like, you're the worst. I'm like, get thinking yourself out, headlines. So did you see this? Dozens of people were injured when a floor collapsed at an apartment party.
No.
In South Carolina.
On a balcony? You're just in
the
house?
No, just in the house.
Oh,
in
my
the apartment.
Goodness.
The floor just collapsed. And a bunch of people are in the hospital, and there's a lot of serious injuries. No one died as of yet, and hopefully no one will. Oh, no, I'm not saying it's less, but thankfully no one died as of right now. But yeah, a floor just, boom, just
termites?
Gone. I don't know. I think it was just an old, bad building. But I can't imagine.
No. Standing there talking
just
to your friend.
Just standing there and it all of a sudden,
whoops.
Woohoo.
Well, I don't think you'd be screaming woohoo.
No, I would not. There was a lot. I've watched like a second of a video and I couldn't handle it because I just saw the screaming.
It's not like the movies. It's real life.
No, yeah. It's not. It's not good. A different type of news. Rihanna turned down doing the Super Bowl halftime show in support of Colin Kaepernick. So they offered her, which is a lot of exposure and some money. And she was like, no.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And everyone's like, yes. And then Amy Schumer says she praised Rihanna for doing this. And she said that she would turn down any Super Bowl ad that they would propose to her in solidarity. She's like, and she even said, she's like, I know it seems like privilege and lame that that's what I'm offering up. She's like, but it's all I have. And as a public protest.
Yeah.
It's like, so... And I know she got scrutiny for that, I'm sure. Everyone really loves to hate Amy Schumer.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. And again, if she's on the same side as me, I'm not even really that mad about it. But yeah, I mean, I thought that was cool. And I mean, that's cool. Solidarity.
Yay.
Yay. So, Mom, did you hear that they're making a Titanic 2?
In
Andrew's face when I said that.
It's the movie or the boat?
No. The ship. They're making an exact replica.
Okay, did they learn from their mistakes?
And it will set sail in 2022.
Okay.
So, are you going to go?
No.
They made an exact replica.
No, okay.
I'm sure it's safer, but like the
decor. Of course, because they do the sonograms when they're, or what, when, not sonograms.
Sonograms?
Baby. Sonar. Do they do the sonar?
Well, yeah, they know what it looks like. There were pictures of the Titanic.
No. I mean, when they're going through the ocean, they go, oh, there's an iceberg. Oh, it's wider on the bottom than the top. So they'll know to go around.
Yes. I mean, they're going to be, yes, they're going to use the safety technology we have now. But I just don't understand. My mom is eyeing Andrew's food. Andrew brought in food because he just finished reffing. It's Chipotle. That's a very white bowl of Chipotle. Yeah. It's just rice, beans, and sour cream, I'm guessing. I'm getting cheese as well. I'm getting there a nod and a cheese as well.
Not sponsored,
talking
by the way.
Oh, we don't have a sponsor today. Womp, no. Womp. Mm-hmm. Talk about gross food.
Uh-oh. The
Philly cheesesteak has now invented the Philly taco, where you wrap a Philly cheesesteak in a slice of pizza.
Oh.
Andrew's nodding yes.
I've heard of it.
It sounds just like it is.
Well, I've never had a Philly cheesesteak, so I don't know what that is.
That's not a food creation. That's just wrapping a cheesecake in a slice of pizza. It took zero extra effort. You ordered a pizza and a Philly cheesesteak at the same time.
And you're like, how do I eat this?
And you
this?
Just
Let's
wrap
just
one
put
at
it
the
together.
Other. That's not creating food. That's just being, that's like being a frat boy.
Andrew creates food.
Andrew does the same thing. Sorry, Andrew. It's not a true art form. You're not a chef.
That's fair.
But is it? Because would you think to wrap those two together?
But why would I want to? Does it seem really, you're just putting more bread and cheese on a Philly cheesesteak and marinara sauce. Andrew's giving me, Andrew, you don't get to speak. You don't have a microphone. It's not a thing. Okay.
I'm sure we'll have the whole story after.
Yeah. My nephew Parker started a YouTube channel. Parker, the king of gymnastics.
He is so cute.
I've just given a family shout out. Bailey has a channel too. Does Jake have one?
Yeah.
Does he? The kids just realized that they could post on their own YouTube channels, and they're doing their own editing.
Yes.
Jessica taught them how to edit and do thumbnails. So they're a little
adorable.
Long, but they're adorable. Well,
they're
two
adorable.
Different words. they're really cute. Jessica will send us pictures of Parker editing.
Aww.
And he looks like a Ballinger. Stressed, clutching his liquid that he has, and eyes to the computer, editing. Aww. And it's actually adorable, and he's very proud. I think he's posted 2 or 3 videos, and it's cute. Parker, the king of gymnastics.
The king of gymnastics.
Why that is his name. I mean, he plays doing gymnastics.
He is the king of gymnastics.
It is. My dog's sitting weird. What is my... Okay. I need to start... We really need to start filming these. Because, like, there's so much going on around
there
us.
There is. Now watch. The day we film, nothing will happen. No one will come over. The dog will be asleep.
Maybe we should do that.
Maybe we should.
I think I have the least professional environment for a podcast.
And you know what? That's okay. It's fun.
People are always
it's real
like,
life.
My agents and managers are like, you should do collabs with and like go on other people's podcasts to promote yours, and then it can be on yours to promote theirs. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really know if I want to invite anyone that I don't really know into this environment. Like, I know the Mamrie and Grace just started a podcast because their show This Might Get got canceled. So they decided to just do a podcast instead. The cancellation was not their choice. They were working with the network thingy, Mabob, YouTube. So I was like, oh, I should maybe like ask if they want to do a podcast collab. And then I was like, no.
Yeah.
I can't. I really can't bring them to my house with my dog and just the weirdness. And I don't know. My dog's licking my mom's toes now.
Well, you could bring them to my house.
Do you think they're going to drive to Santa Barbara to be on the podcast?
We could make them cookies. I could make them cookies.
We could go to them. I am a traveling podcast.
True.
Rachel. You gave me a soda. My basketball league I play in, the team that started it has a podcast that goes to all their games and does
really?
Yeah, they live podcast the basketball games.
Wow.
And it's we beat them.
Yay!
So, yeah. My mom's throwing a thing at my dad. I want to see what's going on. Cinderella was barking in the back. Shit's fine.
She stopped. Okay, I was going to tell him to go hush her up.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, there's traveling. Matt always says that we should do ours live.
We are live. Oh, I know what you mean, live. Okay.
But I don't even know how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. People are like, you should do it on stage. This isn't very entertaining.
I couldn't do it on stage.
My mom is different on stage.
No.
She's in her own home.
Yep. Or in yours.
In my home, which is, you know, it's comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
You know, you can make a mess. You can put your tea wherever you want. There's a dog that licks your armpits.
Yeah.
I think that's the key to our whole podcast.
I think so.
On a sadder, but maybe happy for them in the long run note, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have broken off their engagement.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. She's pretty good at public things after a breakup, just being like, she just doesn't talk about it. And if she does, it's a very nice statement.
Yep.
He said something at a comedy show being like, he didn't want to be there at the comedy show. He's been busy getting tattoos covered up because he has two Ariana Grande tattoos. So, hey, if it doesn't, people get sad at breakups, it's sad. But in the long run, if they weren't meant to be, it's better to cut it off now than later when it got more toxic.
Yeah.
So that's all. On the saddest note.
Uh-oh, I don't know. Go.
That I've ever had to speak on.
Uh-oh.
This is the saddest I might ever be in my life.
Let's hear it.
There's talk of Friends being taken off of Netflix.
What?
I don't even know if it's true. If it's true, I'm just the saddest. Because that's like my go-to. I'm out of everything. Let's just put that on show.
Yeah.
Watching the show now, it is extremely sexist.
Mm-hmm.
It's not racist, but it's extremely sexist.
Well, most of the old shows are.
Yes, it is. And it's very homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't really think about that when it was going on.
No.
Now I watch and I go, whoa. And even Matt goes, whoa.
Yeah.
So, but in the hindsight, mm-hmm. maybe that's what it's called. Hannah Montana is being added to Netflix.
There you go.
I mean, I didn't love Hannah Montana as much as I love Netflix. I was a little too old when Hannah Montana aired to be watching Disney Channel, but I was still watching it. I feel like if I was maybe 5 years younger, I'd appreciate it more.
I probably wouldn't have let you watch it.
You let me watch all Disney stuff. I watched Even Stevens.
Oh, Disney stuff. I thought in my brain you were saying Nickelodeon.
Did you not like Nickelodeon?
No, they were rude to parents and teachers. And
they were?
Yeah. Just the shows had the kids being
Zoe 101?
Disrespectful.
SpongeBob SquarePants? Recess? Mm. Did they?
You know what I'm talking about, Andrea.
I was more of a Disney Channel than a Nickelodeon kid. Because of you?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know you had this impact on my life, Mother.
I did. Of course I had an impact on your life.
But I didn't know. I didn't realize it. I know when you're making me do things. Yeah. I didn't know you were making
I don't know what they do now. But at the time, sassy pants kids. For
JoJo's on Nickelodeon.
So they're probably better now.
There you
JoJo's
go. We
amazing.
Can't hate on Nickelodeon.
I'm not hating on them. It's just, it was my choice back in the day.
Meanwhile, I was also sneaking in my room watching Friends and Will and Grace and Law and Order SVU.
Well...
I wasn't even sneaking that much. But those shows weren't teaching me to be, they weren't teaching me to be a bad person
rude
to my parents
to
or
your
teachers.
Parents or teachers, yeah.
Will and Grace and Law and Order were teaching me to be loving of all people and to not, you know, SVU people. But yeah, I did not know, Hannah Montana, it was a Disney show, so it was good.
Yeah,
you would have let me watch
that. That one we let you watch, yeah.
I don't remember there being any shows that you didn't let me watch on any kid station.
Probably not.
I don't even. I'm out
you
of.
You got away with a lot more than the other ones.
That's true. Being the youngest rules, but you also have to pay for the crap that your siblings did.
Well, you know what? That's the way it goes.
I got more freedom because you were just tired by me. By the time you got to me, you were exhausted.
Do whatever you want. No, I didn't say that.
No, you did not say that. But at the same time, you were like, well, your older ones did this, so you'll probably do it too, so you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, come on. But I remember Christopher being like, what? You got to go do that? Mom would have never.
Know.
And I'm like, I'm
poor
a good
Christopher.
Kid.
He got all the...
I know.
He got it all. Poor guy. I love you, Christopher. I don't know if you
listen
to this.
Hey, he's a great father and husband.
He is.
He's a pretty darn good brother, too. And he's
a human being.
Yeah. Christopher's great. Speaking of go back to when we were talking about Friends.
Yes.
They're sexist and misogynistic. Speaking of that, Kleenex.
She had to get her lead in there.
I had to do my segue.
That's it.
Guys, boys in the room, you should be so thankful. Kleenex has created a man-sized tissue.
Oh, good grief.
Comes in black packaging.
Have they seen my nose?
And it says confidently strong on the front of it.
Oh my goodness.
It is for men.
I'm going to buy that one.
You know it's probably the exact same thing.
Maybe a little bit bigger.
Yeah. How dare they say that men have larger noses?
They clearly
and bigger boogers.
Have not seen my nose.
I didn't know that tissues were a feminine product.
No.
My boyfriend uses tissues more than I do.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing.
I'm just glad we have disposable tissues.
Oh, yes.
Because it used to be handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs,
you know, you had to wash them.
Really disgusting.
I remember ironing my dad's.
Why would you iron a handkerchief?
Because that's what you did back
in the 60s. Handkerchief or handkerchief?
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
Yeah.
Handkerchief. I don't know. I don't know.
Handkerchief?
How to...
No, it's handkerchief.
Andrew, he's got food in his
mouth. He never had a handkerchief.
Well, no, but Andrew knows how to pronounce things, and he has really weird facts in life. It's the same thing. No. Handkerchief?
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 Handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief?
It's a handkerchief.
It's a chief.
It's not a chief. It's a chief.
Okay.
Or paper towel.
Or paper towel.
No, those hurt your nose.
Don't. When I get a cold, the thing I hate the most is my nose starts to peel and get super raw. So it just peels and then it looks like I have boogers.
Well, when you have a cold, you actually stick tissues up your nose and
sit there. Because it doesn't stop dripping.
You walk into the room and she's got tissues hanging out of her nose.
It doesn't stop dripping. I'm not going to sit there and blow my nose for 4 seconds. I'm just going to stick something up there.
The funniest looking thing I've ever seen.
It only happens for like 30 seconds because then I can't breathe.
Yeah.
So I have to take them out.
But it's funny.
It's mean, guys. YouTube shut down on Tuesday.
I have not been. We had a giant garage sale, Rachel, so we have been busy.
Tuesday. Your garage sale was Saturday. Days in between.
How long it takes to set up?
I don't know why you're mad at me about this. But as far as I've known, YouTube has never
shut down.
Like you couldn't watch a video, and YouTube TV shut down as well.
Wow.
And so everyone was watching the Dodgers, like it was the start of the NBA, like all these sports things that people paid YouTube TV to watch, like they're paying for the service, and YouTube TV shut down and YouTube shut down.
How did I miss all that? I was busy.
You know, you were probably like, oh, my internet sucks, because I tweeted about it. Everyone was like, oh, I thought it was my internet. I thought it was my phone.
Oh, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. And so everyone just thought it was their own device.
Got it.
And then I was like, no, the whole thing shut down.
For how long?
It happened twice on Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's like a little bit in the daytime for a couple hours and a little bit.
Wow. Couple hours is a long time for that.
It is. And Jessica, I didn't do much research on it. Oh, I'm a really bad YouTuber and podcaster. But Jessica said it was because they were doing an update.
Oh, I was going to say, was it like maintenance involved?
Yeah, I think it was like they just messed up on an update and it just crashed. And so I'm a YouTube TV subscriber. I've actually liked it a lot. And they sent me an email and they're giving me a week free because I'm sure a lot of people were super angry.
Yeah.
Luckily, we also have Sling TV. And so when ours shut down on YouTube TV, we just hopped over to Sling TV.
Mm-hmm.
We watch a lot of sports. You need a lot of different packages to watch all of the sports. But sports is a big thing in my house.
Do you do the split screen where you have all these things going on at once?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's fancy.
Red Zone. So
fancy,
we have to have Sling TV and YouTube TV to get most of the all games, and we were gonna have to eventually buy the NBA league pass to watch more to get all of them. It's a thing. So for us, when YouTube shut down, we just hopped over to Sling.
Yeah,
but a lot of people don't have that option because a lot of people aren't crazy like we are and purchasing multiple outlets to watch things. So they gave me a week free, and I was
that's great.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen again. It definitely disrupted a lot of YouTubers' views.
Yeah, true.
I posted that day and, you know, no one could physically watch my video.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's cute. And the next day it's old news. It's going to be lower in the subscription boxes. And I'm like, thanks for ruining my business, YouTube update. They said that they were doing this thing to make it easier to subscribe to people. I have no clue what they're talking about. They're like, it's going to make it easier for people. There's already a huge button that says subscribe. How much easier can you get? And I was like trying to read about it, but they didn't show a picture. They were just like a description of it. I was like, I don't understand. So you're putting a button that's already there. Are you making it bigger? Are you going to make it flash? Like, I didn't understand what was going on. So I'm going to look out for that. But like, I didn't know what it meant. It's pretty easy to subscribe.
Yeah, it is.
You just press the button.
It's
under the videos. Mm. Oh, another thing that they're adding under videos, YouTube partnered with Eventbrite. and they are now going to sell concert tickets below music videos.
Really?
So if you go and watch a Drake music video and he happens to be in like doing a world tour or something, links to his concerts will be under the videos.
Oh, that's good.
Which I think is actually pretty smart.
I think so too.
At first I was like, an invasion of privacy. But I was like, wait, no. Why? I'm just being like a crazy person at the moment. And then I was like, that would actually work for like Colleen, who sells Miranda tickets.
Right.
I'm like, that's actually, that makes sense. I've realized I've said the word crazy a lot. Is that an offensive word at this moment in time?
I knew what you meant. You didn't mean it any? You don't mean any? I don't know.
I'm going to stop using it.
Okay.
I feel like it might offend some people, and I don't want to do that, so I'm going to stop
saying
it.
There you go.
A body cam on an NYPD officer burst into flames.
Oh, no.
Just burst into flames. So now they're pulling thousands of cameras off of officers, which could be trouble in the end. But obviously, it's terrible that one just burst into flames while a man was wearing it. Andrew, close your mouth while you eat. Thank you.
Is he okay?
I don't know. They didn't talk about him.
Oh, okay.
They just talked about the body cams.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's no bueno. That's no good. The last thing. Everyone wanted me to talk about the Shane docuseries.
Mm-hmm. Did you finish?
I have not watched it at all. Because YouTube was down. I was going to watch it all Tuesday, and then it was down, and I didn't watch it. No, I just haven't had a time where I was like, I want to sit down for a very long period of time and watch watch it. There are people, all of the sports are on right now. Sports are my thing. I haven't sat down to watch it. I've seen a lot of people angry at it.
Oh, really?
Again, I haven't watched it, so I can't give my 2 cents, but I saw a lot of people be like angry that he's giving racist people a platform. I will say these people already have a platform. And I think a lot of people are taking Shane's series as more of investigative journalism instead of as entertainment. As a YouTuber, I look at it and I go, this is for entertainment purposes. Again, I haven't watched the series. I've never really been a Paul family fan. But I just think that he's doing it for more entertainment. Because Shane is a very smart businessman, and I don't think he's going to really do things that are going to burn bridges.
Yeah.
I think he needs to come out and say this is for entertainment purposes. Because I think people are trying to make it seem like he didn't go to school for journalism. And I do agree that terrible people should not be given a bigger spotlight.
Yeah.
But again, I haven't watched the whole thing. I don't even know half of what Jake Paul has done.
Right.
So if he's a terrible person, that's not good. But I just think that I see the series as entertainment.
Okay.
Like a lot of Shane talks in the series is his conspiracy theory voice. That's not how he talks on a daily. Like he's clearly doing the conspiracy theory voice for entertainment purposes. So I think the whole thing was supposed to be for entertainment.
And okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's just my point of view. But again, I haven't watched the whole thing. I've never been a
so
Paul
when,
fan.
When are sports over? So then you'll have time to watch everything.
Baseball's over in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
We're in the World Series, you know.
That's true.
Football's over in February.
Oh, good Lord.
And basketball goes on for quite a while.
Oh.
Sports is never over, but at the beginning of summer, it's like kind of just baseball, so it definitely has a little lull.
Okay.
That's all I have for the news. My mom had news. No, you didn't.
I don't have news.
You had news, but it was 2 years old.
It was 2 years old.
So we're not going to tell you that news.
No.
But Eric, some kid named Eric, not the one that's engaged to my sister, says, can you play first word again?
First word?
Yeah.
How do we play that? I forgot.
You say a word, then I have to say the first word that comes to my head. First word.
Oh, gosh. This is so stressful. Okay. Flower.
Banana.
Banana?
Yes.
Okay.
It was just the word I already had planned in my head. I didn't clear my head. You're supposed to tell me to clear my head.
Clear your head.
Okay. I'm clearing my head.
Ready?
Yeah.
Blaze.
Mom.
You funny girl.
Okay. I'm going to do one for you. Clear your head. Clear your head of all things. Think of nothing. Think of nothing.
My brain doesn't shut off on me.
I know. Are you ready?
I'll try to be.
Sailship.
can't do this. I'm
so Is it a sailboat? I even
so
messed up.
Hard.
It's a sailboat, not a sailship. Oh, my God, her
it's
face.
It's a sail ship.
Okay, we're doing it again. We're doing it again. You have to give me something, Mom.
Okay.
Just the first word that comes into your head.
It's probably going to be gibbledygook or something.
That's not even a word. I said the first word that comes to you, not the first noise. All right, clear your head.
Okay. You were cleared. What if you said the word I was thinking right now? Oh, wait, it's supposed to be clear.
Yeah, okay, so no, why are you thinking of a word?
I'm thinking of a word, so I have a word so you don't get stressed that I made a sound.
No, okay, don't think of a word. Bob, look at me. Just look at me.
I'm looking at
look
you.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
Knife.
Glasses.
You're looking at my glasses, Mom. Mom, you're looking at my glasses. Close your eyes.
I'm trying. Okay.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Okay. Cavity.
Guys, even hear her say that. I can't do this. Microphone.
You really can't clear your head, can you?
No, I can't.
You can't
it's
even give me a
going.
Word related to the word I just said.
Oh, I can do that.
Well, that's just.
You said any word. You didn't say related to what.
Well,
I'm
no,
saying.
It's like the first thing that comes to your head. So usually when someone says knife, you think fork.
Yes.
If I think cereal, you see bowl. Mm-hmm. Like that's the first word is usually a word that is related and
okay,
not what you're.
I'll make it
at.
Related. Go.
Don't think about it. You're so hard. Okay. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
Crows.
Birds.
There you go.
Okay, I can do oh, this is easy. Okay. All right.
Was it the first word that came to your head, though?
Birds.
I know. I said, what was it? Was it the first real word, or did you sit there for a second, think of something?
No, I said birds. Yeah, I thought birds. I thought birds.
Okay. Do it to me.
Oh. Why did you say mom with Blaze then?
I was looking at you.
Oh, you do the same thing.
Okay. Hike. Trail.
See? It works.
Why are you saying C to me? I said C to you. You didn't do nothing.
Because it enforced in my brain, that's what I was supposed to do.
Okay. We're moving on. We're moving on to questions. Laura asked, can Gwen vlog for a day?
No. I can, but it'd be so boring.
No, please do. Will you vlog on your phone?
I have a vloggy. You gave me one.
Oh, I did. Can you vlog
I made it
for
work.
A day?
I figured it out and I made it work.
Vlog for a day, then give me the footage. I'll edit it and put it on my channel, my vlog channel.
Oh, good grief. Okay.
I will remind you.
Okay.
I'll make you do it on like Tuesday or something.
Okay.
On a day that, what day do you do the most things?
It just depends on the day.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to make you do it this week because I think that sounds like fun. Thank you, Laura.
Okay. Rachel.
No, Mom. The next one's from Hannah. Hannah says, Gwen, out of all your kids, who misbehaved the most?
Dun, dun, dun.
It depends on what age. Like,
yes.
And what age. And also now, like your strictness now wouldn't be the same.
Nope,
like
it wouldn't be.
It's hard to determine. I was the best.
Oh, clearly.
That's all
clearly.
It was.
Clearly. I think Trent, he didn't misbehave. He was just a very curious little boy.
That made it sound weird.
Had Colleen eat snails and...
Oh, that...
And he had... Yeah.
He was a mischievous.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he was a sweetheart, too, so...
Yeah. There... Okay. So, I was the best. That all that matters.
But as I found out things,
I was still
Colleen
the best.
Colleen was a little stinker.
Oh, yeah, Colleen was a
I
stinker.
I didn't know half the
Colleen
stuff
still
she
is a
did
brat.
To you.
I love her. Claire says, thoughts on roller coasters?
Oh, they're fun, but don't make me go upside down. How about you?
I love roller coasters. It's the only form of like scariness that I like.
Hmm.
Like extreme sports. Not even extreme sports. I don't even like extreme sports. Roller coasters. I don't know. I just.
I like fast ones.
Yeah, I like fast
ones. I like
ones.
Fast.
Do you not like going upside down or is it just hurt your body?
I don't like going the loop de loop where you get the dizzies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of them, you don't get dizzy going upside down. It's like when they go sideways, spin for a really long time. Those ones.
Yeah, those ones. I can do the upside down at Disneyland in California Adventure.
Yes. That one's easy. That's a good one. Aileen says, what are your thoughts on people pressuring couples to get married? I think it's annoying.
Don't.
Thank you. Savannah says, in Rachel's room, no, in random, Rachel's Random Thursdays. Wow. I can talk. Rachel's Random Thursdays opening slide. Rachel's wearing earrings, but I've never seen you wear them in a video. Do you have your ears pierced? Yes.
Yes, you do.
I've actually had to get my ears pierced twice. because Colleen made me take them out when I first got them for a dance we did in my friend's garage, and then they closed up, and then I had to get them re-pierced. But my ear, they hurt every time I put earrings in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does everyone's ear holes hurt?
Well, not if you wear earrings all the time.
I just, like, I guess I don't want to put myself through that pain to get past the pain.
Wait, is it hurting when you put them in? Or no. They're sore? Yeah, right? They're sore. When you wear them.
Yeah, yeah, they're sore after a few minutes.
Yeah.
Or, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Kelly said she experienced the same thing. She had to get this, like, really amazing quality of earring. Because, right. Like, it's, like, the silver, the cheap stuff the cheap from ones. Claire's hurt.
Yeah.
But she had to get, like, these really, really expensive ones. And she only has one pair that don't hurt her ears.
Really?
Yeah. So I just want to put myself through that pain, and I don't really care that
it
much.
It is annoying.
I'll do it for, like, fancy events. Luidia says, how many times have you guys experienced snow? Here?
Wow. Never in Santa Barbara.
Well, I mean, is it like saying how many times has it snowed where we lived, or how many times have we, like, been in snow?
Been in snow? We took you to Lake Tahoe.
Oh, I've snowboarded a bunch, and I've traveled a bunch. So I've experienced a lot of snow. I could never live in it.
Actual snowfall, maybe I've been twice.
Really? I've been in blizzards.
I haven't.
They're fun. I have to say, sliding when you're driving your truck, it just doesn't, your truck, you're like, I'm on the brake and it's just going, is extremely terrifying, because there's nothing you could do in that.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could do.
I've seen videos of cars going down hills.
There's just nothing you can do.
They just can't do anything.
I'm like, I have a huge truck, four-wheel drive. It's not doing anything.
Yeah.
So. I could never live in it. But I like to go to it and visit it. Bianca says, did you hate school when you were little? I was homeschooled.
I loved school.
Did you?
I loved the organization of the binders and the papers.
So you didn't like actual school?
No, I liked school. And then I'd come home and pretend I was a teacher.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you didn't become
a
teacher.
Set up my dolls and... Yeah.
That's
cute. Had a great old time all by myself in my room.
Wow. Katie says, would you rather go on a cruise or a road trip?
Road trip.
Same. Cruises, I don't think, are the most fun.
I've never been on one.
I have. And it's like, okay, after a while, you're like, okay, you only spend like a minute at each destination. The whole thing is just being on the cruise. But like,
but
I don't want to.
Like the cruise thing. If you go with a group of friends, maybe it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And only if you have a big balcony. Because I could not stand being under the ship.
Yeah,
in
the little rooms.
I'm claustrophobic.
So, yeah. I don't know. When I go to a place, I don't want to spend all my time at the hotel.
Right.
So that's what a cruise is. You're spending all your time at the hotel. I'd rather a road trip. But it depends on the person I'm going with.
That's true.
Well, your companion matters on
these
trips.
And I can't have a serious opinion about it because I've never experienced a cruise.
This is true. And then Allison, the last question says, are you dressing Blaze up for Halloween? I don't think I will because he's outgrown all of his clothes. No, he does have a Rams jersey. He could go as a quarterback or a linebacker.
He's wearing Andrew right now.
Yeah, he and Andrew are currently making out.
He's making out with
Andrew. All right. I think we're going to end this here, though, unless you have anything else to add.
I do not this week. No.
This was a short one.
That's okay.
It's because we didn't have a sponsor.
Next time, maybe.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's just get more.
This is weird. All right. I love you guys so much. Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.